Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to finish up chapter 9 of Job. I'm going to read verses 25 through 35 in the World English Bible. And this is still Job speaking, just to give you a frame of reference. He's responding back to the last person who, I believe it was Bildad, who gave him some frustrating advice. So here is his response. Verse 25. Now my days are swifter than a runner. They flee away. They see no good. They have passed away as the swift ships, as the eagles that swoop on their prey. If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will put off my sad face and cheer up. I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that you will not hold me innocent. I will be condemned. Why then do I labor in vain? If I wash myself with snow and cleanse my hands with lye, yet you will plunge me in the ditch. My own clothes will abhor me. For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, that we should come together in judgment. There is no umpire between us, that I might lay his hand on us both. Let him take his rod away from me. Let his terror not make me afraid. Then I would speak and not fear him, for I am not so in myself. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for verbs and nouns and adjectives and adverbs. Thank you for language. Thank you that we can process things with you. And Lord, as I think about that, I think about one thing that I've been going through that has just, I don't know why, but it's just really sidelined me. And so I'm just going to lay it out here in front of a little bitty audience around the world of working through a painful relationship. And Lord, I wish that I could let go of all that pain, but I can't seem to. I keep rehearsing it in my mind. I keep thinking about it. I keep thinking about ways it should have been different or could have been different, or what I could have done or what the other person could have done. I get sad and scared and stressed, and I let it affect my mood, Lord Jesus, and that's not good. I actually even get triggered when I see the person's face. And so, Lord, I pray for deliverance today. I pray that you would just look down on me and look down on all of us who have that difficult friendship or relationship or family member relationship that is just so difficult. And Lord, I pray for revival there. I pray that we would be willing to hear from you. Your scripture says, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. So Lord, show us and search our hearts and show us what we could have done differently. Show us where we could repent and apologize. But Lord, this milling over and over and over in our head is not, at least in my head, is not healthy. So I pray for deliverance of that circular reasoning and that thinking that just can't stop. Lord, I guess part of it is that I grow really confused by Christ followers who act unbecomingly, and I don't understand it. But Lord, at the same time, I know that I have acted unbecomingly. So please forgive me. Please forgive me for those times where I have hurt others, or I have not told the truth in love, or I erred on the side of truth and not love, or I erred on the side of love and not truth. I am not innocent in my relationships. And Lord, forgive me for making me the hero of my story and making everyone else the villain. That's not true either. I pray for a realistic view of who we are as Christ followers who still have clay feet, who still hurt other people, who still need to examine our own hearts, to take the speck out of our own eyes before, to take that big old log out of our eyes before we try to take the speck out of our friend's eyes. So Lord, that's my honesty today. I thank you so much that Job was super honest with you too. I want to be delivered of this relationship. I want to be delivered from the constant thinking about it, the mourning that does not seem to end. And so, Lord, would you just do something beautiful today in my life? And if my friend who's listening today has that exact same situation, I pray you would deliver them from this as well. Lift the confusion, lift the rumination, lift all of that thinking about what went wrong. It's occupying our minds so much that we can't be occupied with the kingdom. And so, Lord, would you just deliver us from that overthinking? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, I pray that I'm thankful. So thank you for listening, and thank you for valuing prayer and scripture so much. And if you want to let me know if there's a little testimony you want to share about how the podcast has helped, that would really encourage me and also Kristen and William, who work on this podcast. You can send me an email at mary@marydemuth.com, and also let us know how you found out about Pray Every Day. Thanks so much, everybody. Thanks for praying for this podcast. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great day.